in the beginning in verse 8. The Bible says, for if a trumpet gives an uncertain sound, you shall prepare yourself to the battle. So likewise, do you, except you utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? Who shall speak into the air? There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world. None of them is without signification. We've heard the voice in this house this morning. Now, so many voices. I want to preach to you a message that the Holy Ghost is giving you. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Those of us who live for God know that this walk of life has been equated to a road. The Bible tells us that this way, called a road, there is a way that leads to hell, and it is wide. There are many people that find that road, many, find that wide road to hell. Salvation, the way of the cross, is a narrow road, and the Bible says that there are few there be that find it. So I came in here with the word from the Holy Ghost. It says that no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, in reality, the way that we are on is the main road. I know it's narrow, but it's the main road. It is the way that leads to life. A very well-known scripture in the book of Jeremiah, thus saith the Lord, stand in the way, see, ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? Walk therein, and you'll find rest for your soul. But they said, we will not walk therein. Do you know somebody like that? They said, I'm not going to walk that main road. I'm not going to walk the way that you walk. I'm not going down that road. You know somebody like that right now, they know about the main road. They won't get on it. They won't stay on it. They won't stay on the main road. In the natural, roads are categorized based on their function, based on their capacity. What we call a major road, a main road, means that it's a major one. It's a road that gets you to major places. It's a road that is the most direct route. It's the best maintained route to get you to your destination. Now, please hear me. I am not naive to the fact that almost everyone sitting in this sanctuary, I say almost everyone in this sanctuary, is on the main road to salvation. You're on the road. I'm not ignorant of that. You're on the road. We're here. We've been on the road worshiping God this morning. We're on the road. I get it. I understand that, and I rejoice in that. But to all of us that are on the main road, the Holy Ghost needs us to hear something. That is that there are also so many side roads that you can go down. All right, sister, I get it. I'm picking up and following, tracking. The scripture that I read says there are so many voices in this hour. What does that mean? It means there are so many opportunities. There are so many distractions. There are so many ways to swerve, to turn, to choose, to make decisions. Some even look at a side road and see if they might go down it just to see where they might end up. The Bible says here that if a trumpet makes an uncertain sound, who can prepare for battle? My mentor, my mama Loretta, you've heard me talk about her. She drilled this verse into my young heart at 20 years old. She drilled it into my head. She drilled it into my spirit. If I heard it once, I heard it a million times. You want to know why I am the way that I am? Why I stand firm the way that I stand firm? Why I will not give the devil an inch of ground? It is because this word of God, this word, was literally branded onto my life and into my mind and into my spiritual walk. Every time that mentor saw me acting like I was going to leave the main road of the calling that I had received and go down the side road with a side sign of others that read the way of insecurity, she would look at me and say, Marissa, if a trumpet makes an uncertain sound, every time she saw me acting like I was halting on that main road of what God had given me to do, and saw me getting pulled down the side road of questioning who I was supposed to be, she would look at me and say, if a trumpet makes an uncertain sound, every time she saw me about to chicken out on the main road and go down the side road of being a wimpy Christian, she would look at me and say, if a trumpet makes an uncertain sound. What are you talking about, sister? What are you talking about? Roads, highways, main roads, side roads, trumpets, voices? What are you talking about? What I came to tell you is there are so many reasons. There are so many opportunities to. Don't let yourself get distracted from the main road that God has given to you. If you heard the voice of God and you are walking on that main road may end up feeling a little narrow in places, but I came to tell you, you better stay on it. You may start feeling the squeeze of the narrowness of the way that you're having to take, but I implore you, I'm telling you, Marissa, I'm telling you, everyone that's sitting in this house this morning, stay on the main road. Because if you start listening to so many voices and you start taking side roads of fear and side roads of insecurity and side roads of doubt after God puts you on that main road, side roads of hurt that are inevitably going to happen along the way, you are going to become an uncertain sound and nobody is going to follow you into battle. They won't be able to follow you. They can't follow you because if you keep going down side roads, you look like you don't know where you're going. You look like you don't know what you believe. Nobody wants to have to follow somebody that doesn't know where they're going. Side roads can look appealing. Side roads can look like a shortcut to a destination, but a side road, all of you young people that are going back into school and you're headed into college, you better hear me this morning. Side roads are deceiving. Side roads are deceiving. Have you ever literally been following somebody whose GPS told them to go a different way than yours was telling you to go? You're supposed to be going somewhere together, but they suddenly turn off in front of you. And you didn't know they were going to do that. I have, and it's an odd feeling, and you think, wait a minute, did I miss something? And you start grabbing your telephone, trying to get a hold of them, saying, what are you doing? I thought we were going this way. Am I going the wrong way, or are you going the wrong way? Why did you turn there? Eventually, maybe, get to the same place, but one of you had to make a whole lot more twists and turns than the other. Sometimes, Google Maps will tell you to go a certain way because it is the faster route, when in reality, it is only 0.001% shorter in distance. But you'll find out that it's taking you through town and through a bunch of stop signs and over gravel roads and down over the railroad tracks, which you might catch the train. And in the long run, it ends up being much more of a hassle to have gone that way simply because a voice told you to. Am I getting real enough for us? Am I getting down to where we actually live? So take what we do in the natural world and superimpose that on what we do in the spiritual world. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:46, first in the natural, then in the spiritual. Here's what I know about a road in the natural. We know that when we get in our vehicle and we head down the highway, there are what we call rules of the road. Number one, pay attention to the signs on the main road. When we're driving, road signs are there. Road signs are there for our protection as well as our direction. But some of us think that the signs are just for other people, right? I don't need to slow down around that curve. I'm a good driver. Yellow lights on, let me speed up. But when we see other drivers ignoring the same signs, we think, why what is going on around them. I strongly dislike, I'm not even use the word hate, but I didn't want to be too strong this morning. But now that I've said it, you know it. I strongly dislike to be driving in close range to someone who will not acknowledge the signs as you begin to enter a construction zone. Things are being changed, things are being built, things are being done, and there are people working, there are people trying to get things accomplished for your benefit. You see a sign that says the right lane is closed in 2 miles, so you get over in the left lane. You are on the main road, and you're following the signs. The speed limit slows down, so you do. You slow down. But you watch this person still in the right lane, who is also on the main road right there with you. They're on the road, and they seem to not care about the signs. Right lane is now closed in 1 mile. Merge now. They don't obey the signs. They aren't taking the side road, but they aren't watching the signs on the main road. Right lane is closed in half a mile. Merge now. Do they do it? No. So what do you have to do? You either have to speed up and get past that man, or you gotta slow way down, because you know they are about to suddenly realize there are orange cones and barrels and a barricade in front of me, and I'm about to have to swerve into the other lane or slam on my brakes, cause other people to pay for my choices of not noticing the signs, or have a wreck. They wouldn't have to do that if they were paying attention to what is being shown to them on the main road. The signs are not insignificant, and the Holy Ghost will do that for us on the main road. We are walking this road for Christ. You may not be taking a side road, brother. You may be on the main road, but going down the road, you might have an outlook of, I don't have to do it that way. I have a better idea. I have plenty of time and skill to handle this. I won't ever intentionally hurt someone. I'll just follow my own feelings on this one. God has given us rules for the road, and they are given to us for our protection. They are given to us to be successful at reaching the intended destination that God has for us, both in our life here on earth, where we are going, and the end of it all. Pay attention to the signs. Number two, don't carry unnecessary baggage. Carry too much baggage on a trip, it slows you down, it weighs you down. I'm sure every man in this room is trying not to pay me. It's too loud. Except for my husband, he can't do that. Because I learned this specifically on my first mission trip. I wasn't expecting on the road. God spoke to me. God put me on the road. I wasn't expecting on the road that I was on to have to suddenly jump off of the train. I wasn't expecting that to come my way. I didn't know that was coming on the main road. I wasn't expecting to have to deal with that. But when it was staring me in the face, I suddenly realized I have way too much baggage and luggage here, literally, with me for what is being required of me. And ever since that day in 2005, you will never find me going on a trip, whether it's a two-week mission trip or a two-night trip here in the States. You will never find me overpacking and carrying around too much baggage. You won't. I will have the smallest bag on the trip. Because I learned my lesson. You get in a tight place, that baggage is going to haunt you. You get in an area where you don't need to be weighed down, that baggage is going to weigh you down. There's always a temptation to overpack on a road trip. And while you're on a road trip in a roomy vehicle, it may not be that big of a deal. But on life's road, it's a really big deal. Unnecessary baggage is going to slow you down. And it will slow everybody down in your family. And everybody around you that's trying to do life with you. I don't like to be around people who are running a scoreboard and carry it around like baggage. Baggage is the stuff from the past that keeps showing up in the present. And if we don't deal with it, it'll continue to show up in the future. spiritual baggage actually puts muscles in our past and it defines our future. Emotional baggage detours us from where we're going. You carrying around some unnecessary stuff? I know the Holy Ghost is moving in here, and he's doing some healing, and he's working at a deeper level than many of you even realized. We should all take a look at our own self. This isn't the time to start looking at other people who are labeled. He does. She does. I know their story. I know them. This isn't the point in the message for you to start doing that. The moment to look at myself, am I carrying around something that's weighing me down? Baggage that I don't need on this road. Because at one point, we've all been hurt. We've all been neglected. We've all been left out. We've all been betrayed. Maybe you felt forced into some situation in the past. Or maybe you had to forego something in life that you wanted to do, and there's stuff that's left you angry and hurt. Maybe your past has left you vulnerable. Maybe it's left you suspicious of other people. I get it. I completely get it that it's hard not to carry these things along with us because they're part of our story. They're part of the road that we've had to walk. But we all know that it's best to unpack the past and leave it behind us. The reason why we know this is because we want the people that we're doing life with to unpack their stuff and leave it back there. Don't worry, because Jesus knows exactly what to do with the baggage that you leave on the road. Don't worry about it cluttering the road behind you, because you're not going that direction anyway. You're not living life from back there. Drop the baggage. Stop letting it weigh you down on the road. Pay attention to the signs. Don't carry unnecessary baggage. We're on the main road, folks. While these are only two very simple illustrations, there's also something called the principle of the road. And the principle of the road says that our direction, not our intention, our direction, that means the way you're going, will determine where we end up. That's true when you're driving and it's true when you're living. Profound, I know. It's not a revelation to you this morning, it's a reminder. The way you're going will determine where you end up. You say to me today, I want to be a prayer warrior. I'm on the main road, and I want to be a prayer warrior. This is a destination that I want to get to in life, to be called a prayer warrior. It is the intention of my heart. But just because you have an intention to be a prayer warrior doesn't mean that you will get to that destination and be considered a prayer warrior unless you start heading that direction in your walk with God. If a trumpet makes an uncertain sound, that means you got to start praying on your own time, in your own private place, developing that relationship with the Lord. If you're going to end up at the destination where people don't even have to know you and they can look at you and say, that's a prayer warrior. Pursuing where you're going requires something called discipline. You got to be disciplined enough right now to be prepared for where you're going. There are side roads that'll make you forget where you're going. Side roads that will distract you from your purpose. You were headed down the road toward being a prayer warrior, but that cell phone side road sure is a distraction to your prayer life. If your trumpet makes an uncertain sound, side roads will call to you. Side roads seem so much easier if your trumpet makes an uncertain sound. Taking a side road will make you pick something back up that you said you forgave. Taking a side road will make you talk about past offenses and stir stuff up that you said God had set you free from if a trumpet makes an uncertain sound. Taking a side road will make you start looking at a whole bunch of stuff that wasn't originally on the way to the destination. You can either be on your way to where you're going and get distracted by the good side road named acceptance. Acceptance can be good, but it can be a trap. Young people, acceptance can be good, but it can be a side road. It takes you down a road you do not want to go down. The people who get on the inside of our lives determine two things, the direction of our life and the quality of our life. And if you take that side road of acceptance, thinking that it will help you get down the main road, to where you want to go, you only find that it'll bind you up. you begin to rely on old acceptance as the road that you've got to go down. Acceptance will lie to you. It'll mimic the feeling of making you feel like that you are right because you're being accepted. And I can look in the Word of God and I can see so many of God's mighty, strong warriors and prophets and men and women of God who went right down the main road and they were not accepted at all. In fact, they were made fun of, they were ostracized, they were ridiculed, they were lonely, they felt hurt, sometimes they were depressed, but they were still on the main road. I said they were rejected, but they were still on the main road. They were made fun of, but they were still on the main road. They might not have liked it, but they were still on the main road. Just because you're accepted doesn't mean you're right, and just because you're rejected doesn't mean you're wrong. You're on the main road, doing the main thing that you were told to do by the main voice. And you just keep walking down that road. Stay on the main road. Don't be tempted to take a side road. Don't be tempted to take a detour. It's not worth it. Don't be tempted to take a shortcut. Stay on the main road. There are so many voices tugging at you. Stay on the main road. There are so many opportunities for you. Stay on the main road. Sister Melissa, what's the main road? Christ. Christ is the main road. The Word is the main road. The calling is the main road. The anointing is the main road. The altar is the main road. Stay on the main road. The purpose is the main road. Satan got Eve to take a side road, didn't he? Look at the mess. I was growing up in my home church. I heard this over and over 1,000 times. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. That sounds like something you would say. Probably not. My daddy said it all the time. The main thing is to keep the main thing the main thing. I used to sit there as a little girl. Listening to the main voice. Your soul through the signs and drop the baggage. Because when he comes, he's looking for a church that's on the road, that is, has no spot in it, has no wrinkle in it, isn't weighed down by a bunch of unnecessary stuff, but is on the road and is looking for him when he comes. Pay attention to the signs and let go of the stuff. Stay on the main road. Would you stand with me this morning? You don't have to come back to the Chris. I believe God has done what he wants to do. And I want to ask you this morning, do you know that you're on the main road? Do you know in your heart that you are on the main road? If Christ came back right now, would you be one of the ones that he gets? Would you be meeting him in the air? If you're not, today's your day. You can find Jesus. And say, Lord, I don't want to be going down all these side roads. I want to be on your road. If you're in this room and you need to find Jesus, you can come find him right now. For the rest of us, do you have a clear picture of where you're headed in this season? What's most critical for you? Are you distracted on the main road? Do you feel disappointed on the main road? Do you feel hurt and confused on the main road? Jesus is the author and finisher of that road. If we'll stay faithful to him, he's going to take me. He's going to take you all the way to the end of that road. Lift your hands in the sanctuary and ask God, help me stay on the main road. Help me to keep the main thing the main thing. Lord, help me not to get distracted down a side road. Lord, I don't want that road. I don't want to be going down a side road. Your word told us this morning that you knew exactly who we are and where we are. That you won't leave us alone, and that if we won't look with our physical eyes, we'll see what we are. Just to pay attention to the signs of the times, the signs in our own lives, but in to meet you on the road in the day of our life. We thank you for your purposes, for your promises, for your direction. In Jesus' name. So until your brother and your sister, stay in the room. God bless you. We'll see you tonight, Father.